Tuesday night or Levov Ador. And we're doing the Ktzoyes here. We learned basically Aleph Vav. Just to go over a few points. So, we notice the dinner by Das Baldin Kmei Edom Dami. Now, Edom themselves, let's talk about Edom. Edom themselves, Dilal Pishnaim Edom Yochum Dover. So the main halacha of Edus is that based in Paskins, Al Pi the Hagodas Edus. Based in Paskins, Al Pi the Hagodas, that's what Yochum Dover means. That based in Paskins, Al Pi Hem. There's also an aspect of that you believe them. No, the Dinah Torah is Yochum Dover. And Bezdin Paskins Al Pihem. There's also an aspect that you believe them, and two Edom are like the biggest beer of Shaykh. Maybe it's Xeris HaKosov, you don't really know if they're telling the truth or not, the Rambam says, but Lamashal, you see clearly, and you, and not necessarily, you can have, apparently, in your vomis, you have a woman getting married, this is like the biggest, you have a woman getting married, if two Edom tell her husband died. Now, from the Gemara, it's actually Mashin Adan, they're not necessarily saying it in Bezdin. That's from the Gemara. I'll tell you why I'm saying that in a second. So in the Gemara, it's Mashin Adan. It's not a woman hears from two Edom that her husband dies. She's allowed to get married. That's what the Gemara talks about. She can get married if they say her husband died. And that's called Nisus Alpi. Shalom Alpi Bezdin. Alpi Edom, the Gemara says. So apparently, this basic idea that two Edom are telling the truth can carry over even outside of Bezdin. Even now, Gradul Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara talks about this Gemara. What he's talking about is if you're allowed to believe Lashon Hara, right? You're not allowed to believe it's true. You're not allowed to listen to it. You're not allowed to believe it's true. Now, then he talks about if two Edom tell you something. Two Edom tell you Lashon Hara. So he, Chafetz Chaim is very, by now everybody saw the video of Chafetz Chaim. It was sent around to everybody. Yeah, you saw it, everybody saw it. There's a video of the first Knesset Gedola. It's making the rounds of world jewelry. Chafetz Chaim comes in at 57 seconds. You see him for like 8 seconds. You see him walking. He looks like the Chofetz Chaim. If you ever saw a picture of the Chofetz Chaim. Anyway, so he tainas you don't believe two Edom either. Because they're outside of Bezdin. And the din to believe two Edom is only in Bezdin. Either Gemara and Yevamos. So he goes to great lengths. To me it's a doichek what he says. He says, the Gemara is talking about they said it in Bezdin. Bezdin just didn't paskin, because it's clear in the Gemara Bezdin didn't paskin. So, he dines, maybe they said it in Bezdin. Only in Bezdin does it have a din edus. He dines outside of Bezdin, it's not edus, it's two people talking. So they said it in Bezdin, just Bezdin didn't paskin. That's what he says. Okay, you know, because he wants to say, if two Edom tell you, Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to believe it. So, you know, I think it's a doichek, but that's what he says. You know, but Al Kaponim, even according to the Chafetz Chaim, it's Bezdin not paskening. There's no Yochum Dover. Right? That's clear in the Gemara. The case is that the Bezdin didn't pasken, she can get married. Right? That's clear in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's what it's talking about. So even according to the Chafetz Chaim that they have to say it in Bezdin, but you still see this two dinim. Because you have the first din, the woman goes and gets married. She's allowed to get married. Even though the Bezdin didn't paskin, she's allowed to go get married. So it's clear that the basic din, that two Edom are believed, exists even outside of what I'll call, in London, I'll call it the Yokum Dover Koach Aveda. Okay? It's not just... Which makes sense, because or else, if there wouldn't be such a din... But I don't know. I take back what I was about to say. I was about to say, if it wouldn't be for such a din, then the Torah would really be rather arbitrary. Like, I'll be sure I made them Yokum Dover. Why? But then I realized that's not a good... I take that back. Because everything's arbitrary. Paskening al pi roiv is arbitrary. Paskening al pi chazok is arbitrary. So paskening al pi eidim can be arbitrary. Like, if not for the Gemara and Yevamos, I don't even know if there would be a raya to this, what I'll call this foundational din, that two eidim are believed. That two eidim are believed. But that's clear in Yevamos, at least in Yevamos, maybe other places too, that two eidim are believed. Okay, so when you talk about Oidos Paldin, wait, Jonathan. But I said I would daven the first Meir Thursday night, but I'm not even sure I'll make it back on time. Cause it, are you going to be also in the chuppah?
Yes.
All right, so we're both in the same boat, okay. Depends when the chuppah is. I mean, it's called for seven, but not going to be seven. Okay, we'll see. I just wanted to know.
I can bring the rock back. That'll help.
Okay.
Okay. I have to borrow it on, the new borrow it on. I need the old one.
It's in the machine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. 23 plus. It's in the machine. If you want to go into the office, it's sitting in the computer. I'll give it to you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Or you can take it yourself. It's sitting in the computer.
Which computer?
But the laptop. Okay.
Where's the laptop?
On my desk. So Hidos Baldin Lachora has those two dinim too. That you believe, that you believed, and that there's a din of Yokum Dover. Now, this is very important. Lagabi, this choice we just learned. Why? The din of moed b'knas pater. Now, that's for sure has at least two dinim to it. And Rav Shimon Shkop points out that there's actually two psukim. You go through the psukim of a kama of moed b'knas pater. It's actually two psukim for the din of moed b'knas pater. So one is that there's no din of Eidos Paldin Kamei Eidami. And the other one is that it actually creates a patur, and that's why we paskin Moedim Knas Chakach Bo Eidim is Potter. For that to be true, the pashtus is, and that's what almost all the Achrayim learn, that it actually potters you. So even if Bo Eidim afterwards, you're still Potter. Okay? Now, what the Tzoy says is that even when you have that there's no din of that Moedim Knas Shafs Ptur, so the Tzoy says that he understands the Shach and the Smada, means Lamashal, there's no Mumchim. To have the din of Moedim Knas Shafing a Ptur, you need the same mumchin that with Paskin Yemuchuyev Knas, if there would be Eidim. So for the din of Moedim B'Knas Potter to kick in, and Shaf a Ptur, so you need a Bezdin of mumchin. So, and you have no mumchin. So there's certainly no din of Moedim B'Knas Potter. But the Tzoyis understands the Shach and the Shmada be saying that even if there's no din of Moedim B'Knas Potter and Shaf's a Ptur, not even if. When you don't have a din of Moedim B'Knas Potter, then it shops a Ptur, you do have a din of Eidos Paldin. You do have a din of Eidos Paldin K'meidim Dami. And it creates a Chiyuv. Now, to what degree does it create a Chiyuv? It's not Megeya, it doesn't Paskin, because there's no Smuchim. So no one's going to Paskin. Eidos Paldin is not a Bezdin, it's only Eidim. You still don't have a Bezdin. But that's why Tfisa helps. Tfisa, because that's how Ktzois understands the Shach and the Sma. I'm sorry, that's what he understands, the Shach and the Sma. That Tfisa helps, because the Aidoaz Baldin created a Chiyuv. What? That's the classic case. That's the standard case. The Shulchan Aruch says Tfisa helps by Knas. With Aidim, you look. That also is a Chiddush. How do you have that Aidim? So you see, Lechayrin, that's what Rav Shimon points out. Then the Ktzois asks two kashas on the Shach and the Sma. One is in the Gemara of Tevi, Domei Gamliel, that he said, whoopee, I knocked out his tooth. Tevi now goes free. And Shua said, sorry, you don't have Aidim. So Gemara asks him, if he had Aidim, he would go free. It was Moedim B'Knas, and Moedim B'Knas B'Chakach Bo Aidim is Patur. He said, not. He said, no, that was another dinner, Moedim B'Knas, because it was Chutz L'Bezdin. So he asks, wait a second, Chutz L'Bezdin. But there was still Aidos Baldin. So what do we care? What do you mean that there's no Aidim? But there's Aidos Baldin. Let Bezdin paskin based on his Aidos Baldin. Aidos Baldin was Chutz L'Bezdin. That's good Chutz L'Bezdin. So he answers, maybe there's no din Aidos Baldin because it's Chav Lachrini, because it makes a Moser in a Shivcha. Rav Shimon Shkab doesn't understand that answer. He calls it a Shkab, a Sheyotzim Lefnei HaSalat. Because certainly, he says, it wouldn't help to make him Moser in a Shivcha. Aidos Baldin can't help Lagabi Isurim, it only helps Lagabi Momenus. So it wouldn't be Chav Lachrinu. Yeah, but so that's not so clear. That's what Rav Shimon points out. I don't understand Rav Shimon's kasha. I didn't have time to do it thoroughly. Because the din is, if you knock out a Shane Vayan, you have to give him a Shtar Shichur. He doesn't go out free automatically. You have to give him a Shtar Shichur. That's what we paskin, at least. It's Shaila the Gemara, but we pass like that. So you're going to free him. Shaila is, you're not over the Isser of Loilam Bam Tavoidu, because you're supposed to free him if you're not going to shame by him. So of course he's going to become Mutter in the Shifra. So if you paskin, when he goes out because of the Hidos Baldin, you're going to end up being Mutter him in the Shifra. So the Ktzois then asks, so the Ktzois is Doiche his own Kasha. Okay? He then asks the Kasha of the Morim Bav Mitzia, that says Piv, that contrasts Piv and Eidim, that Piv ain't Mechaiva Knas, and Eidim is Mechaiva Knas. So Ktzois has an interesting, like Lomdisha, point. He says, Piv has a din of Eidim Knas Potter, it chops a Ptur, says the Ktzois. But if it doesn't chop a Ptur, according to the Shach and Sma, it does have a din of Eidos Baldin. Right? So it doesn't really have a Shvachkeit vis-a-vis Eidim, because Moedim Bekanas Potter is against Eidim also. Moedim Bekanas Vachakabo, Eidim is Potter. So what do you mean, Pivenu Machaivo Knas? When does it din of Moedim Bekanas Potter? Eidim are also not Machaivo Knas. And when there's no din of Moedim Bekanas Potter, then Piv is also Machaivo Knas. Says Rav Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher says, let's go back to what we started with. He says the Shach and Sma don't mean that Piv Shaf Sechi of Knas. They don't mean that. Remember what we said? They hold. Again, let's go back to what I said about Eidim. They hold that even by Knas, Piv still makes a Birur. That's for sure. Taka, nobody holds Piv could be Mechayev Knas, even when there's no din of Eidim Knas Potter. The reason Rashi Yevamos, that the din of Eidim was only said by Momin. It wasn't said by Misa or by Einish or by Knas. So Rashi knew Momin. But no, the Noi Dos Baldur. Okay? By Knas. Even when the no, the Noi Dos Baldur. Besides the Noi Dos Knas Potur, there's no dinner by Doris Baldin by Knas, like the Ktois. But that just means, says Rav Shimon Shkop, that there's no dinner by Doris Baldin, like Abbe Bezen, Yochum Dover. That Bezen doesn't paskin al P. Piv. The dinner by Doris Baldin of Yochum Dover. But certainly, you still have a din that it's been this barrier, the beer ad dvorim. That Rav Shimon says, you have by Ados Baldin of a Knas also. Like the first din of Edim. Feels like yeah, like the Zodin of Yochum, no, Bezin outside of, yeah. Like the Zodin of Yochum Dovar, but there's a Birur of what happened. So Mimela, that's all the Shach means. When there's a dinner, you can grab Knas, says Rav Shimon. That's, well, why can't you grab Knas? Why? It has to do with Doinin Ishdinah Lanafshe. There's a certain rule, Doinin Ishdinah Lanafshe. Lavin him into Shemin Simon Dalin. A person could be, he could paskin a din. A lot of conditions, as you can imagine, but that's the rule, is Doinin Ishdinah Lanafshe. But one of the requirements is that you have to be able to prove that you're right. If you can't prove you're right, there's no din of Donin or Dinah L'Nafshe. One of the conditions and requirements is that you have to be able to prove you're right. And the Ksai says, Rav Shimon says he doesn't understand. How could you be targeted by Knas? How do you know it's right? How do you know it's right? In the Ganas. What's the answer? Eidah. What's the classic standard answer? Eidim. So, what do you mean Eidim? But you need Smuchim. So, Rav Shimon Teretz says, you need Smuchim for the Yochum Dover of Knas, to be Mechai of Knas. But the Etzem establishment of the story to say that there should be Knas here, that you can have by Eidim too, even without Smuchim. Right?
Is it here or what happened?
Mukhrach, or else how can you ever grab Knas? The classic answer, even if you hold like the Ktzois, and not like the Sman Shach, is Eidim. Sman Shach allow Hoidah. Ktzois says, no way, only Eidim. He says, but Eidim also doesn't make sense, says Rav Shimon. There's no Smuchim. Like, what do you mean Eidim? That's the whole problem here. The answer is, Don Inish Dinah L'Nafshe needs to establish that it's true. So certainly, in Makabal Da'edim, any Bezdin can be Makabal Da'edim to see if it's true. Right? That's the chilek I told you. Even without a... Here's another raya, besides my Gemara and Yevamos. Knas, Bezman Hazeh. If Tfisa helps, Al Karchach, you could have Da'edim. You don't need smuchim. You only need smuchim for the Yochum Dover of Knas. You don't need smuchim for the Kabbalah Seidus to determine that it's true, that he has that it's cooked on Knas, that Knas is coming to him. So Memela says of Shimon, that's all the Shachin Taz. That's all the Shachin Sman mean. That there's a din of Ados Baldin. Legabe birurei advarim. You now know what happened. So now, you can grab because of Don Inishin and Nafshe. But there's no level of chiyuv. There's not a level of chiyuv. Piv is not machaibo knas at all. Not machaibo knas. But it's mavar what happened. So tfisa helps. That's what the Shimon says. So the choice is so the Shachan Tzma can be right la halacha, but this answers all of the Tzoyis' kashas. These Gemaras are talking about is being mechayvo knas. The pit is not mechayvo knas. The guy is allowed to grab because of doni nishdin l'nafshei. The Gemara Bava Metzia, for example, has every right to say that piv is not mechayvo knas. Okay, that's Rav Shimon. Okay, we're going to stop here because I'm losing it. Tomorrow night we'll learn a Mitzvah Shem. Try to get some people back here, and we'll learn a Mitzvah Shem Aleph Zayin and Aleph Ches. Maybe we won't get to Aleph Ches. We'll do Aleph Zayin and maybe Aleph Ches tomorrow night. Who knows?